find recovery.
The government is corrupt. To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
A woman has to be a woman. A woman places in a home. A man places to provide. And if he don't provide, then you don't need him. I've been working since I was 7. I've been raising children since I was 5. I've been cooking since I was 4 and a half. And these women today, all they know is McDonald's, fast foods and stuff. They don't know nothing about cooking and feeding no man. I wait till a man hogs it through his stomach, get you behind in there and cook and feed him. And make sure he get up off his butt and go to work.
Is there something that's missing in this community?
No, the women sorry. Now, they may not like me for saying it, but these younger women today, they don't even raise their children. Their children raising them. Look, a woman places to raise her children, and at the end of the day, tell their husbands which one they had to almost kill. That's how that go. That's why the juvenile center is so full, and they're expanding the jails because mothers don't raise their children and putting the blame on the man. And the man ain't worth a quarter because he won't work. Because I'm 72 years old, and I still don't mind working. I ain't scared of work. They stay in the system and use up the elderly money. They been in the system and lay up there and get all them children and expect us to help them take care of them. I'm sick of it.
There you go. That was Mother Agnes. Well, bless her heart.
She says it the way it is.
It's right on the money. Yep. She was just defining some of the issues going on as a black woman in America. Isn't that kind of interesting? You're not allowed to have that conversation, I guess. That's not the appropriate politically correct nope. conversation in America. See, you can't point out some of the actual systemic flaws. You have to go with the systemic stuff that we invent systemically. It's bizarre. Welcome to your world. This is Kate Daly and the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me. How are you, kind sir?
Good, thanks.
Wow, we have a lot to go over today. In fact, I think just a lot of learning and education. I always like to learn something new that I didn't know before and go over things that I find kind of intriguing. And so Uncle Milty and I will go over a lot today in the way of doing that. In fact, so much going on, even locally. So this is our local hour. You're welcome to call up. And I don't care if you're here or there or anywhere in the United States, you can call up on this hour because this hour is really pointing out some of the, let's call them systemic problems, shall we, of government throughout the United States, and it's happening in every city, so it's not like we're different from you, right? So if you're calling from Missouri or California, I love the FEMA region, thanks Daniel, mm-hmm. or New Jersey, Steve in New Jersey, or all the listeners from all over the place, I love it when you call in because your issues are our issues, and they're no different. So, wow, where do we start? Where do you want to even start? I keep getting a lot of questions about COVID, and it's so interesting to me because people still, going over the numbers every day for people, I don't know why you'd want to do this because there's so few, but it's always amazing to me that people can't see that a small number amongst 250,000 people in all of Southern Utah, it's still a small number. It's very bizarre to me that people can't see it.
No matter whether you measure St. George,
mm-hmm.
Washington, mm-hmm. the whole five county yeah. area, the whole state,
yeah,
the number of people infected is less than 0.5% of the population.
Right.
99.59% of the people are not affected by this illness. Yeah.
But now they're begging people to get tested. And I made the point with when Dr. Bitar came on, we made the point that are they asking every year for you to test for the flu?
No.
Because there'd be so many test positives. Oh, my gosh. They actually should have done it. It would have been brilliant because they could have gotten more people for the flu vaccine mm-hmm. had they said, you know, umpteen people in America tested positive because you would test positive. Right? A lot of people would, just like COVID.
Well, I think what's going to happen mm-hmm. is come flu season this fall,
uh-huh.
they're going to do this same thing now.
Yes, they are.
They're going to start counting the deaths.
Yep.
They're going to tell you how many people are dying of the flu. It's going to get up to 60, 70, 80,000 people, and they're going to panic everybody on the flu and then add COVID to it.
Yes. So then people, so the lockdown, I think people will actually conform to the lockdown. They really will, because the CDC already said, they already just admitted very quickly, but they admitted it, that they didn't know the difference between flu and COVID. So, of course, going into the fall, just mark my words, we will have a lockdown.
You know, somebody on the Washington Facebook page asked something about, can the city of Washington make them report where they go on vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that's what they're asking. Work for the city of Washington are asking. They're not forcing them to, but they're asking them, tell us where you go on vacation so we can determine if you're likely to need to be quarantined before you come back to work.
You little Nazi types that, that live in Washington City. Oh, I hope you're not in my neighborhood. I don't know what to tell you other than pull your heads out and be American. I don't know what you think you're doing. I don't get people like that.
We're saving somebody's life.
I don't think I have friends like that anymore. I mean, I think I used to without knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got all these little busybodies that like to tell everybody what to do and run their lives and wrap up the fear and act like they're contributing in some way. And so this is their newest.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So there was a huge debate on this on Facebook about this. And it's just... You know, think about what's more important to you people, whether or not you need to protect somebody that maybe will be the one half of 1% that gets infected, or your rights.
Yeah.
Don't you care about your rights?
No, you know what they say? We're those liberty people that liberty at all cost.
Yeah.
We don't care about people. We don't care people are dying. We just care about liberty. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what to say to that sentence.
You know, actually, though.
What do you say to that?
I pray every day for the 7 people that have died in southern Utah.
Yeah.
Every day I pray for them.
All the nursing home patients. I mean, and those that had all those other inflictions. Yeah. And I'm sad. That's sad. It's not like I'm okay with people dying at nursing homes. I sure hope people get that memo. I'm not okay with that, because I think that they actually are implementing these measures that are unnecessary. I do.
Yeah.
Just like that nurse said yesterday on the show when we played those videos. Same thing, right? So again, they're telling us 3 more deaths between the ages of 65 and 84. What do you want to guess they're 84? The second death between the ages of 45 and 64. What do you want to bet they're 64? They don't need to keep doing this misleading crapola. Anyway, they're all older. They're all older and have other things and hospitalized for other reasons. So, and resident of a long-term care facility. See, if everybody goes in and reads the descriptions, you'll find out real quick. And I know you guys will, because you already preach into the choir here. I know. But it's the truth. You go in and, that it's always somebody that's been in a long-term care facility or has other things. Anyway, let's talk a little bit. I had Eric on the show yesterday, and I was grateful for his input about police, because he was one. And it's always nice to hear from the police, because you don't get to hear from them a lot. They're actually a lot of times prevented from saying anything. So they have spokesmen, and the spokesmen do the job, right, and say what the police chief wants them to say. So in our situation with cops across the country, they now have this Back the Blue. So Eric's holding an event Saturday night, 5 o'clock, DAP in Salt Lake. You know, Back the Blue, Wear Blue. And it's going to help business and what have you. The problem I'm having right now with Back the Blue and then versus this Black Lives Matter, right? Defund the police, okay? We're in two extremes.
Yes.
And I don't like that. Because both extremes are untrue. So you have, should they defund the federal part of the locality of the police? Yeah. Yeah, they should not be so tied in federally.
That's right.
They should be more local. You have more control over how they do business.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Back the Blue to the point of, I agree with everything they do no wrong?
No.
So what are we going to do with this? Because this is what we're facing. I feel like I have to disclaim every time I come on the show. We're not in either one of those extremes. I don't even agree with either one of those extremes because I see cops behaving badly on film. There's no way you cannot, you know, you can ignore that. And so if you're back the blue to the point of everything they do is right, it's kind of like the same lines of everything America does is right. Well, that is beholden to a certain group of people going out and doing things against other countries, not necessarily our entire country. Mm-hmm. So when you say America, it's a very broad statement. So in this case, it's not for me, worship the police at all cost and back them no matter what they do, because we know they can make mistakes, but that's okay. Because there needs to be reform. There needs to be some reform in the way they're doing things. Clearly, Eric was in here explaining that. But on the other side, do you defund them completely? Nobody wants to see that either. Nobody wants to see a defunding of police or the vilifying the police, because they should never be vilified either. How are you on this? I see
it strictly as a divide and conquer measure.
Yeah.
That everything that's being done, whether it's the police, mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter, right. COVID, it doesn't matter. It's all about divide and conquer. Get each set of beliefs fighting against each other.
Yep.
And that's the whole purpose of all of it. If we would just all admit, okay, look, there are some racist cops out there. This did happen. That didn't. But right. Let's just get together and figure out a way to fix it instead of politicizing everything and keep this battle going. Because that battle is hurting us more than anything.
Yeah. And not recognizing, it's like the back the troops. Back the troops no matter what. Well, I do back the individual people in the troops, but their missions sometimes need to be asked about more. Mm-hmm. So there's always this blanket narrative, and then I'm in here in the middle going, now, not in the middle like I can't make up my mind, but in the middle of I recognize that we have issues that can be changed within localities of police departments. That's how you change those problems. And I wish more people realize that is the more local they are, the more influence we have over training and how they do things, the quotas and things like that. That's what needs to be stopped. You know, when they pull you over and ask for your cell phone, even though they're really not allowed to do that, those are the things that need to be stopped. And this treatment of somebody, escalating something because you've pulled somebody over, there's no need to do that if there's no need to do that. Those are the things I can say that needs to be changed. But this you're either for them or against them, or you have to be for them because Black Lives Matter is against them. That doesn't, I don't know, there's something very strange about that. Black Lives Matters, they're a very treasonous organization. They're not even for America. They have nothing to do with America. They want to overthrow America. And so I don't look at anything they say. But I'm just talking about how we view the police. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You got to go somewhere, ain't that true? Not a whole lot of time for me or you. Got a whole lot of reasons to be mad. Let's not pick one. I live in a room at the top of the stairs. Got my windows wide open and nobody cares. And I got no choice but to get right up when the sun comes through. Ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man can enslave me. There ain't no man. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Vet Brothers, Ain't No Man. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you go over to ABC Auto Body Central, StGeorgeBodyShop.com. StGeorgeBodyShop.com. And if you get in an accident, ABC would be the answer there, because ABC will actually come to your home, look at the car, assess it, and they'll actually really take care of you. I think one thing about ABC was the amount of customer service I got when they did my car. And they've done actually several cars for me, but for Auto Body. everybody. But you know what? It's amazing. They actually have this great way of just taking care of business, and they know what they're doing. So I trust these guys, and give them your business, because they are a great friend of the show. And let me tell you, they care. They really do care, and they care about you, your experience. They're honest, and that's all the experiences I've ever had with them is they're honest. In fact, they get such high ratings, even from the car rental agencies, you know, that rent you your car while your car is being fixed after an accident. They're like, oh, those guys are good. ABC. So make sure you go to ABC Auto Body Central. So easy to remember. And StGeorgeBodyShop.com. St. George Body Shop. Just remember. I'm sorry. Did I get that wrong? I have to make sure. My brain is, yeah, StGeorgeBodyShop.com. I have to make sure. I know. Milty's been teasing me. I'm just, anyway, yeah, brain stress. What can I tell you?
Well, it is stressful. Everything,
it is.
You know,
it is.
This last few months has been extremely stressful because everybody, it seems like everybody's conflicted.
Well, and it used to be where you could point out what the government was doing, and people kind of knew. There was a lot of people that knew what was going on. Now we have this cross section of people that you're walking around in a mask. You're either back the blue or defund the police. I mean, you're either extreme. You're either. It's bizarre. It's like all the people now. It used to be people versus, you know, XYZ. Now it's people versus people in what they think or what they're doing. It's
and they're odd. Rabid about it.
Yes. Yes, they are. Yes, you're exactly
they're
right on that.
They're rabid about it.
It's like this ratcheted up sense of emotional, like, gusto, we'll call it. I'll be nice. We'll call it gusto. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Your audio levels are still low.
Okay, they're working on it. Interesting. On 93.1 or 1450 or what?
On the AM.
On the AM, okay. I'll make sure they know that. Okay, because they were asking yesterday.
You go home and listen to the radio and turn it to a comfortable level and then turn to any other station. You have to turn down any other station.
Gotcha. Okay.
Hey, I went to the meeting last night.
How was it?
Disappointing.
Ooh, ouch. Okay. Did he not answer questions the way you...
Well, he answered questions, but your two constitutional guys that call in all the time go to these same meetings and
yes.
they take up the whole meeting. Like Chris Stewart, you go to a town hall, they'll take up... nobody else gets to answer or ask any questions.
Ouch.
I was an hour and 15 minutes before I got to ask one question.
What'd you ask?
About illegal aliens.
Okay.
And how come the state of Utah gives more benefits than any other state and was first in line to give all these benefits, even
true.
More than California?
You're right. That's not okay. And so what was the answer?
Basically, it's a federal issue.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not good.
But if something comes up that they break the law,
right.
then he will prosecute.
Mm-hmm.
But we have so many that we don't prosecute because mm-hmm. then we'll be under the suspicions of the ICE
yeah.
people and then possible deportation. So,
okay.
And then we also have the, if you promise to self-deport, all the charges go away.
Okay.
They come back 2 weeks later under a different name and everything's great.
Okay. I mean, in some respects, like the Supreme Court, we'll talk about this with Chris Ann Hall next, what happened with DACA. And so there are some federal things that, yeah, you could say somebody, you know, that's a federal, but it's not only a federal issue. That's the problem. Some of it's federal, but when we're doing things in our state to support that, then yes, you're exactly right. That disappoints me for sure.
All
yeah.
right.
Thank
Carry
you.
On.
Really appreciate Thanks. It. Thanks. It's so voting. I told my husband, I was like, I just can't stand campaign years anymore. I really can't. It's too much. It's too hard. I don't want to have to deal with campaigning years.
Well, they don't say anything
I know,
important.
And you don't know what they're really going to do in office. And that goes for everybody. It just goes for everybody. You don't really know. And I know with the incumbents, so I would say always vote an incumbent out. Because I'll tell you what, the longer they're in, the more they do for the establishment.
Yeah.
So that would only be my blanket statement would be vote an incumbent out. Say no more. Because I'm serious. You'll see people change. I've seen it.
You know, it looks like the more they become comfortable mm-hmm. with the graft and the criminality,
right.
the longer they stay.
Yes. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, what they have to do is they have to move up in the system.
Yeah.
And in order to move up in the system, you've got to corrupt yourself in one way or another.
Yeah.
But in relation to what's going on, this is a test of the emergency sheeple system. And you will please stand in line and have your COVID-19 card ready for inspection.
Oh,
if you are not masked, please step into either the oven on your left or the oven on your right.
Can I steal that? I have to steal that. The emergency sheeple system.
All of my good material is stolen.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Okay. That's just perfect. Yep. Seriously. Yep. Okay. I love it.
But
Thank you.
I have to agree with Uncle Milty.
Mm-hmm.
This is all a divide and conquer ploy.
Yes.
And they're going to continue it. And if you've ever watched sheep being herded, as soon as the sheepdogs have them where they want them, they immediately lay down.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And that allows the sheep to calm down and stand in this little circle where you can do anything you want to them.
Yep.
You're right. You are so right. Thank you. Really love the phone call. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
I worked on a sheep branch once.
You've done everything. What have you not done? Jack of all trades. My gosh, really?
Master of a dozen.
Oh, whatever. What? So humble. Really? A sheep ranch?
Yeah, I worked on a sheep ranch during lambing season.
Okay. I don't even question anymore. What in the world have you done? It's like, where's Waldo? What has Uncle Milty done? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. What is a flock of sheep? It's a group.
Right.
This is all groupism, what you just described. Mm-hmm. The police gang versus the street gang versus the gangs in Congress and elsewhere. You have no rights in collectivism, no individual rights.
Right.
This is extremely important that people understand it. You either are an individualist where you have individual rights, the system our country is founded upon, outlining the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, or you have collectivism group rights where you have no rights at all. The group decides what the rights are.
Yeah.
Can I read three sentences from Ayn Rand on collectivism?
Okay.
It really hits the point.
Sure.
Collectivism holds that the individual has no rights, that his life and his work belong to the group, and that the group may sacrifice him at his own whim in its own interest.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to implement a doctrine of this kind is by means of brute force, and statism has always been the political corollary of collectivism. What do we have going on in Congress? They're working towards statist answers. That last sentence. Collectivism means the subjugation of the individual to the group, whether to race, class, state, does not matter. Collectivism holds that that man must be chained to collective action and collective thought for the sake of what is called the common good.
Thank you.
We've got to look at everything from an individual perspective. If all those protesters were individualists, there would be no protest. It would be only going after the criminals there in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, where's the talk about the 17 or so that died in these riots and protests?
Mm-hmm.
None of their rights are being brought up and so forth. So we have to take everything and look at it from a collective perspective.
Right.
Now, there was another subject. I don't know if I have time to get into it. It's about local health department.
Okay.
And I have some information I think a lot of your colleagues and yourself would like to
know. If you can take it to a minute. Could you have like a minute presentation?
Okay.
Just do a minute.
So
thank you.
Go real quickly.
Okay.
So I went to three different doctors, two dentists and an internist and then my barber, and all of them demanded I had to wear a mask. They all told me the same thing. They'd be closed down by the health department if they didn't wear a mask. So I contacted the health department. They referred me to one man. One man was the only one that could answer my question. I wanted to know the law that requires this, all business to have that. I finally got in contact with him. His name is Kai Nordfeld, N-O-R-D-F-E-L-T. He told me when I finally got to him, he said, when I asked him for the law, first of all, they're not enforcing it in the state, in this county. Every business in the county does not need to adhere to have to wear a mask.
Okay,
secondly, the second point was, I asked him for the law.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know the law. that requires it. He said, we're not enforcing it because we're kind of a conservative county. It wasn't based on health, and the people may not like it. He literally said this to me. I give you his phone number, but his name is Kai Norfield. And then he said to me, he didn't know the law, and then he said, well, we need to have a law. That, how can you enforce it? He said, well, if you don't have a law. And he said, well, go to the health regulations of the state. He gave me the code to go to, and somewhere in there, I think there's something about a law. I bet there's nothing in there.
There is.
He didn't know the law, and yet all these businesses are saying they're going to be closed down. My barber said $1,000 fine. They were told. Now they may be making that up. Somebody's making something up here.
Yeah.
And I recommend every business look into this and stop demanding people wear masks. The masks are being used to tell us that the sky's falling in.
Yes.
And it's giving legitimacy to con.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you. Really love the phone call. Thanks, Mark.
That's exactly right. And I think the businesses are lying.
Mm-hmm.
I think the businesses are afraid. They're the believers. And so they want you to wear a mask.
Yes.
So they tell you they're being forced to do it. So you don't get mad at them.
That's a good point. You know, it's interesting. Just listen to this, okay? So the headline on Washington Street Journal today is early data shows no uptick in COVID-19 transmission from the riots. Okay. The riots started May 26th. What's the date today? June, right?
June 18th.
Okay. This is the incubation time, they tell us. Now, it would be much shorter than this, but they string it out as long as they possibly can, right? And so three weeks later, are any of them in the hospital for COVID? I mean, my gosh, they got together in droves. Yeah. Thousands, they said. Thousands and thousands and thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands all across the country. It's been the perfect amount of time has gone by. Where are they? Where's all the cases? They lost their argument. They lost their argument when they started saying, you can't go to a Trump rally and you can't go to church and you can't do this and you can't do that, but you can go to a riot. That, if that doesn't show the sheeple what in the world is going on, nothing will, because there isn't anything else that's so obvious, that I could try to even convince somebody. Yep. Of what's so obvious. Like, there's nothing else. What else can we say? Come on, you guys. Yeah, I mean, this is just getting insane. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450.
There ain't no man.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
There ain't no man. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Got Uncle Milty here. You can call up. We'll take your call. 888-673-1450. It's a great way. You got a big audience, and it's a great way to sound off. So if you've never called before, don't feel shy. I mean, honestly, it's much easier than you think it is. Call in, though. I'd love to hear from you because, you know, all these things that we've been talking about, when people say... All right, let me just put it this way. When Black Lives Matter started and the riots started, by the way, 3 weeks have gone by, no COVID for the rioters. Okay, so there's some proof in the pudding. Anyway, I don't want to say we told you so, but we told you so. So so when Black Lives Matter started, I saw posts of mothers of Black children saying, I have to explain to my children they will be targeted, that they will consistently be, abused in this society unless we change. We have to be fearful, yada, 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 on and on and on. And my question on Facebook was this: are you getting pulled over by police like every day, every week? I mean, how could the circumstance ever be that you are continuously accosted by police? I mean, we see incidences, and I saw a video yesterday. It was horrific. It was horrific. Two white cops, a Black guy, they were going after him, okay? The guy kept fighting. And they were using a lot of excessive force. But here's the deal, though. The guy kept fighting, and they kept using a lot of excessive force. So there are instances, but I think if you dial down the blanket, if you say, well, Are you pulled over then every month? I mean, how can you come up with the experience that you're going to be consistently targeted every 5 seconds in America in the year 2020? I'm not talking about the past. I'm talking about right now. How can that be your experience? Because I doubt you're being pulled over and accosted that much. I mean, I doubt that. Yet at the same time, I don't want a cop pulling me over, asking me where I'm going, and asking me for my cell phone.
Well, here's the irony of that. They constantly talk about that they get pulled over a lot just because they're black.
Mm-hmm.
This guy didn't get pulled over just because he was black. He got pulled over because he passed out behind the wheel of the car.
No, you mean the
one in Alabama.
Okay.
He didn't get pulled over just because he was black.
Right. I'm sure it can happen, and I'm sure it can happen more in certain areas. It's just America's a pretty big place, and so I know there are a lot of cops out there that get into the profession because they really want to do some good. I get that. I know them. I know cops. I know their hearts. I understand. I don't know if we need rallies for it as much as we just need perspective to teach our teach their families perspective. Anything that where you're giving somebody power over another human being, you're going to have problems. And so those problems can be faced and dealt with. But it doesn't mean so the chief of police bowing down in front of a group of college students to get applause. Shame on him. What a chief. Give me a break. Then that's not okay. Because then he's telling everybody cops kind of suck. They don't. So it's just hard to stomach all of this.
You know, one of the things we have to get away from is making it out like human beings are good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not good. If the police department in St. George announced tomorrow that they're doing away with the traffic division, you people just need to follow the traffic laws. We're not going to give out tickets anymore. We're not going to pull you over for running a stop sign. If you get in an accident, your insurance is going to handle it. We are not getting involved in traffic anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to be driving because people would go insane out on the roads.
I don't know. I actually don't think so.
Do you know
they did a study on this in Europe, and people actually abided by what they thought was the code of conduct on the road.
A lot.
Yeah.
But a lot didn't.
I mean, anyway. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Hi there.
This needs to be said.
Okay.
So there's a difference between racism and prejudice, and it's a big difference.
Uh-huh.
What most people are seeing that are calling racist is actually more prejudice than racism.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
There's places in the world that your children get cut in half and your mom gets stoned for where you were born.
Yes.
That's racism.
Yes. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah, so.
We keep using this word in America right now, and it's the harshest of words. It's the most inflammatory of words, and it's not really fair because it really doesn't showcase what we are. And you can't legislate prejudice out of somebody. If you feel those feelings, you're going to feel those feelings. And most people just kind of keep it close to the vest, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
So I appreciate that.
That's where the world needs to change.
Thank you. A healthy perspective of what's actually happening.
Well, here's a perfect example. We have an area in the St. George.
Uh-huh.
That is known to be a high crime area,
a lot of
drug people that live there. But the vast majority of people that live there are white.
I know. It's so true.
But the police have a prejudice when they're in that area.
Yes.
I guarantee it.
But is that fair? I mean, yeah, because there's more crime that's going on in that case. I mean, that's what we have a hard time, I think, with the perspective. It's like, keep your perspective. You don't have to worship. You don't have to blame. You don't have to sit and act like we don't need. I would love it if people out there actually said, "Yeah, let's defund the police," and then they defund them, and then they're calling 911 to get some help. Because you know what? We do need. There are laws we do need. There is government we do need. We do need cops. And so it's ridiculous to think that the premise of defund the cops would ever be okay either, but you could defund them federally. It's frustrating. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry to call back. Other thing I forgot about the meeting with Levitt.
Uh-huh. Sure.
All of 8 people showed up.
Seriously?
And after the one guy, one of your Constitution guys,
uh-huh,
had been going for over an hour with them, 2 of them got up and left, but they couldn't get a word in edgewise.
Ooh.
So it was down to 6.
Ouch. Okay. Oh, I wish more would have shown. Okay. Thank you for that.
And the other guy, you know, the message to the other guys, give somebody else a chance.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody has questions, and they all need their room to ask them. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Ask a couple and sit down, or ask one and sit down. Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Yep. But that's, they don't exactly provide a venue that's conducive to lots of people showing up and being able to ask questions either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the odds of getting to ask a question, let's say 100 people showed up.
Yeah.
They'd still only have 4 people ask questions.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why people don't show up.
Yeah.
Start holding them at a stadium.
Right.
And say, look, we really want to fill this stadium with people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do this for 5 hours, and you can ask all the questions you want.
Yeah.
Then people would show up.
Right. You know, it was interesting. Two things I want to tell you. So, number one, I was looking at that Vallow case, and I remember the video where the cop is interviewing Lori Vallow and her daughter right after she had the husband killed. I mean, let's just face it. I mean, it's so obvious. Anyway, she had her husband killed. She wasn't exactly sad in the video when she was being questioned. And the officer was so sweet. The officer was really, really nice. And telling the now deceased and murdered daughter that she had pretty blue eyes. And he was really trying to, like, really help them, even though the mother, you know, obviously, oof, but you could just tell this guy was just the nicest of guys. And I see a lot of guys like that in a cop uniform. And so I just wanted to say, you know, there are certain things that strike me, and if there's power given over another human being, you're going to have some issues sometimes. But let's be clear. The perspective is you're going to have some issues sometimes. Not all the time. Not every time, but sometimes. And if we could just teach our families that, we'd be so much farther ahead. I also, this was so funny, but I was invited on a call to the First Lady's office, and there was 64 of us on this call. I was invited by Pence's niece-in-law now. And she runs this office, and we're on this call, and it wasn't for media, okay? So we're on this call, and it was mostly a lot of mayors, and they were talking about the First Lady's new project about how to draw a photo, and you could do it with school-aged kids, and you could draw a photo, and they were going to select artwork to promote, you know, this thing that she wanted to do that was nice, you know, it's a nice thing. I think Melania Trump gets a really bad rap. Anyway, and it's unfortunate because she actually should be the leftist dream. She's an immigrant. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, come on. Anyway, so I heard that we were muted as people could speak up, and the mayors were talking, and the mayors were asking the stupidest questions I've ever heard. And it was picking it apart. And I just thought, we have so many problems in America right now, that they took time out of their schedule to pick apart what she was doing and how she was doing it, and then tried to give her ideas, and then tried to analyze how it could have been done better, and it wasn't very clear, and they really needed more guidelines, and how can you put a senior in high school against a 6-year-old and compare their artwork and pick a winner? And I was just sitting on the phone going, I almost can't believe what I'm hearing. It's just nonsense, okay? Nonsense from these people that try to solve, first of all, conjure up a problem and then solve a problem. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
And I could apply that to everything after listening to these people interject themselves. That is one of the problems of America. You have a lot of political people trying to put themselves out there with promises and nonsense, and I'm gonna invent a problem and solve a problem for you. This is how Al Gore got going. He invented the climate change narrative, not invented, but he took the climate change narrative and he offered a solution, and this is why he was put in as senator. This is why.
Mm-hmm.
So this happens consistently, and in our cities, and like Mark called about the information coming from the health department, right? And again, listen to what he said on the information. We don't know the law. We don't know what... I swear to you, no one knows what they're doing or what they stand for, or they want to put themselves in and conjure up a problem and solve it with their nonsensical solution. We have so many problems like that in our country right now. I can't even tell you.
Well, people don't question anything. They just assume that no matter what's asked, it's legitimate.
I know.
They assume that, and it's just not true.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. If you want to go after a systemic problem, it's idiocy. When I said I want to do citizens, you know, arrests, I do, because the people act like idiots. And the higher up the food chain, we tend to think of them as leaders, and we invest all this. I actually finally heard another talk show host address this too, and he was against the idea of having them be leaders. They're not your leaders.
No.
They don't even know what they're doing. They don't know the Constitution. They don't understand. They don't even care to understand it. But all I'm saying is that we are in such a world of hurt for you must lead yourself. You have to educate yourself. If you depend on these morons to lead you, that's what's going to be our downfall. Like we were talking about the sheeple. We're the sheeple letting the sheep tell the sheeple where to go. I don't think we've realized that. That the sheeple have the sheep as their leaders. I don't know how else to say it.
They can't possibly lead anybody.
I know. They're not your leaders. They're supposed to. They have one job. They're supposed to just protect your liberty. That's not a leader. It's your philosophers. It's your thinkers. It's your deep thinkers. It's your people on the scene that want to debate and talk about an issue. And that was the founders. The founders were thinkers. They were thinkers. That's how they put together the Constitution. They weren't a bunch of sheeple mayors and governors and lieutenant governor. No, they were thinkers. Oh, my gosh.
The only thing they try to really lead you to is to vote for them.
Yes.
That's the only thing they're leading you to.
This is why I have a super hard time endorsing people. Super hard time, because if you're going to look at them like a leader, and I don't, because there's so many flaws in all of them, that it's very, very hard. I'll give compliments once in a while. I did yesterday, gave a compliment yesterday. Doesn't mean I'm always endorsing, though. I'm not going to endorse, because I know there's so many issues going on right now.
Well, we just need to go back to the old name instead of leader. Representative.
Representative. I know. I know. I felt bad one time. I was giving a speech up north, and I said, "They're not there to lead us. They're there to keep our." Well, I said it in a way where it didn't sound like I was talking about liberty. That guy was trying to have them keep us safe. Oh no! It's liberty. They're only there to protect your liberty as a representative. That's it. That's their only job. They're not a rock star. We got to stop taking selfies with them. Anyway. They're the sheeple. They're the sheeple with a position of being your elected official. That's what they are. So recognize that they're a sheeple. They believe what they're told. I don't see a lot of deep thinking ever come out of these people. I really don't. A few, but not all. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Chris Hannon.